are actually doing and a better appreciation of the program in general.
Okay.
Want a better feeling for what we're actually doing and a better appreciation of the program in general.
Okay, some final just color thoughts as we look in there. India appears to us to be a purplish tan over, you see that the sun, the solar sun point is right in the Gulf of Oman now. It is nearly a yellowish bronze. Beyond that we have Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia to us looks a sandy orange. Up to the right, up near the very top of your screen, it's covered mostly with clouds, and this has been the cloud cover that's persisted over the northern part of the world ever since we left Cape Kennedy nearly 8 days ago. Down below to the left, the long straight cloud is part of the ITC that you can see, and or even down in, further than that into the Indian Ocean. But throughout these telecasts, you can see that the majority of the world is usually covered with clouds. Over.
Roger, Tom, and I think people around the world are kind of sad to see this to be the last TV shot from space for a while. And I know that they've, been very interested and enthusiastic about the pictures and the total flight.
Roger, it's kind of a feeling of same way for us to not see these beautiful views. Of course, we're certainly looking forward to be back on the good Earth in about 5 hours. And it's really been a fantastic overall flight for us, and some of the experiences that we've had all the way from liftoff on the Saturn V to seeing the Earth and Moon, the lunar orbit work, and then the climb out from the Moon and all the way back. And why don't we take you inside the cockpit for one quick minute.
Okay, we have it inside the cabin now, Tom, and we got a pretty good look at a clean-shaven command module pilot there.
This is your old retired philosopher speaking to you from outer space and telling you that TV is on its way back.
Roger, thank you for those words from the old retired philosopher.
We have a little more work to do, and then we'll be back with you. It'll sure be great to be back. It's been utterly unbelievable, the mission has. We've really enjoyed every bit of it. So until we see you again, we'll say so long.
Okay, we'll pan over on the right side of the cockpit. Here's Commander Gene Cernan.
Hello, Gene. How about saying a few words in the microphone?
Okay, Jack. I can't tell you what a rewarding and satisfying experience this has been. It's had its moments, as I said. I'm just thankful that through the medium of television, we've been able to share it with so many people in real time. I'm convinced after this mission, none of them are going to be easy, but nothing is impossible, and I think the future of manned spaceflight from now and for many generations to come is going to uncover many, many other new challenges and experience that we yet are really incapable of even conceiving at this time. It's been a great 8 days. Of course, we're looking forward to get home, and I guess next time we'll be talking to you and seeing you. We'll be back on the ground. Thank you.
Hello there, Skipper.
Good morning. Well, on the final closeout telecast of Apollo 10, we just want to say that has just been fantastic. The total views that we've seen on this total mission, and again, like Gene pointed out, no mission's easy. And it's been a lot of work, but we've enjoyed the whole thing greatly. And also the main thing is we've been able to just in real time on some of the major parts of the mission to share this with you. Like we pointed out, that fantastic view when he left the moon, man has certainly progressed a long ways in just such a short few years. And what, how much we're going to progress in the future is left to your imagination. But if we harness our energies and keep our perspectives right, the goals are unlimited. And we want to take you back out to show you one last picture of the world. Now, wait a minute. We want to show you a couple other people that's been with us here. We can here. We've got the spacecraft fairly well stored. In fact, we're running about an hour and a half ahead of schedule on board the spacecraft. But as you know, we had the lunar module with us, which we nicknamed Snoopy. And Snoopy, the ascent part of Snoopy is on its way around the sun now. The descent part is still in the orbit around the moon. And right now we're in our code nickname of Charlie Brown. And here's, again, our little mascot, Charlie Brown, code name for the command module. And Charlie Brown has been a real good boy. He's been with us all the way. The spacecraft has been fantastic with respect to its systems and its reliability. It's done a beautiful job for the whole program. And how does the color look for Charlie Brown down there, Houston?
The color is perfect, Tom. Good morning, Charlie.
And Charlie just wants to say good morning to all you people, and it's great to be on the mission. And here's our other friend that went along with us, and for a code name, as we said, the part of him is on the way around the sun, the other part around the moon, so he's got quite a split personality, over. And here's the code name of our lunar module, Snoopy. And Snoopy was a fairly good dog for us. In fact, it's a fantastic vehicle to fly. But again, one thing I want to point out about Snoopy, this is a symbol of the manned flight awareness program and represents the good work and efforts of the hundreds of thousands of people who have made the manned space flight program so successful. And from the crew of Apollo 10, we just like to give all those people a salute and acknowledgement. And this is one way of doing it, just by naming a spacecraft after their symbol. And so from the five of us, Gene Cernan, John Young, Tom Stafford, Snoopy, and Charlie Brown, we'd just like to say goodbye. And here's our little symbol for the mission. And we'll see you back on the water in the South Pacific. In fact, we should land about 300 miles east of Samoa in approximately 5 hours. So from the crew of Apollo 10, it's been great being with you, and goodbye.
Roger, thank you, Tom. Preparations are well underway for your return and recovery, and we're looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Roger, and tell all the people around the world, Jack, and also in Houston, and MCC, what a great job they've done, and we'll see them back there shortly. Over.
Roger, Tom, thank you, and their congratulations to you and your crew. Over.
Roger, we'll wait to go on board the carrier for that.
We'd prefer the high gain for the update.
Okay.
And Apollo 10 Houston, I have some attitudes for P-52.
Stand by, we're still doing some stowing here. Go ahead and give me a rough one, Jack.
Roger, for P-52, we have two attitudes. They're probably the preferred one is the one I'll read first, and if you want another one, I'll give it to you.
Go ahead.
Roll pitch and yaw are all balls. And your stars are Men Kent, number 30, Atria, number 34, and Nunky, number 37.
Roger, roll pitch and yaw all balls, and stars 30, 34, and 37.
This is Apollo Control at 187 hours, 11 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 10 now 36,136 nautical miles out from Earth. Velocity continuing to build up, now 10,709 feet per second. Estimated velocity at entry interface are 400,000 feet above the surface, 36,314 feet per second. Ignition time for mid-course correction number 7, 1 hour, 37 minutes away. Entry interface, 4 hours, 36 minutes away.
Apollo 10, I'll stay in this attitude until you give us the update, and then we'll go down to 000, over.
Roger, we copy 10. Apollo 10 Houston, we're ready with your update. We got a state vector, an entry rest mat, and a mid-course 7 target load. And if you will go to accept. In addition, we're not reading anything on VHF yet, and we'd like you to ensure that the VHF is cranked up. Over.
Right. Okay, Houston, Apollo 10, we are in poo and accept. I've got the VHF warming up, and we'll give you a call in just a minute, over.
Roger, 10.
This is Apollo 10 on VHF A simplex. How do you read? Over.
Roger, I hear you loud and clear. 10 on VHFA.
Roger, Houston. This is 10 reading you loud and clear. Over.
Belay my last 10. I think I'm getting you on S-band. We'll check with the VHF people.
Roger, Houston Apollo 10, I'm reading you about 3x3 on VHF. How me?
Apollo 10, Houston, I'm reading you here on S-band, and we'll have to check with the sites to see how the VHF is coming in. Apollo 10, Houston, this is, we're on VHF only. How do you read? Over. Apollo 10, Houston, how do you read on VHF? Over. Apollo 10 Houston, back on the S-band. Apparently you weren't reading us on VHF. We'll give you another VHF check in about a half hour.
Okay, Jack.
Apollo 10 Houston, the uplink is complete. You can go to block.
Apollo 10, I'll go ahead and pitch down to 000 when you have the everything as far as the uplink complete, verified. I guess it is verified now.
Over. Roger, the uplink is complete, Tom, and you're cleared to the new attitude.
Roger. And the Houston 10, this attitude of 000 will be a good one to torque to the new rest mat, over.
That's affirmative, Tim. Apollo 10 Houston, we'd like you to go to wide beam width and the high gain antenna, and I have a maneuver pad and an entry pad for you.
Okay, we'll be with you in 1 second. I'm going to wide beam width right now. You're in wide, Houston, and we'll give you a call when we're ready to copy. We're still doing a few little chores here, right?
Roger.
Houston, Houston, this is Apollo 10. We're ready to copy your P-30 and your entry update.
Roger, 10. Here's a maneuver pad. MCC-7. RCS-GNN. 25232. Noun 48 is NA. Noun 33 is 188. 49er 5675 plus 3 balls 16 minus all balls minus 4 balls 1. 3 balls. 129er. 3 balls. Apogee is NA. Perigee is plus. 00212. 3 balls, 16. 2 balls, 7. 3 balls, 16. 40. 29er, 59er. 383. 033. Uniform, 159er. Lima, 12. The rest is NA. Your set stars are Deneb 43, Vega 36, 067, 174, 343. Your ullage is a 2-quad burn. Use Bravo and Delta. Read back maneuver pad. Let me know when you're ready with the entry pad. Over.
Okay, this is MCC 7, RCS GNN, 25232, 48th NA, 188, 49er, 56, 275, plus 3 balls, 16, minus all balls, minus 4 balls, 1, roll is 000, 129er, 000. Apogee is NA. Perigee is plus 00212. 3 balls, 16. 2 balls, 7. 3 balls, 16. 40. 29er, 59er. 383. 033. Uniform, 159er. Lima, 12. Deneb 43 and Vega 36. 067. 174. 343. Using 2 quads, Bravo and Delta. And I'd like to read noun 33 back to you again. That's 188. 49er. 5675.
That's affirmative 10. Entry pad when you're ready.
I'm ready, Jack.
Okay, the entry pad is a mid-pack. 3 balls. 153. 001. 191. 3154. 268. Minus 1507. Minus 16467. 068. 36315. 652. 12041. 36395. 191. 4854. 0028. Noun 69 is NA. D0 is 400. 028. Correction, 0208. 0018. 0329er. 0817. 40. 2621. 347. 033. Dog 089er. Lima 22. Lift vector is up. Comments: use a non-exit pattern. Your horizon is dark at entry interface. Over.
Okay, Jack, entry pad. Area is mid-pack. 000. 153. 001. 191. 3154. 268. Minus 1507. Minus 16467. 068. 36315. 652. Minus 12041. 36395. 191. 4854.
Yep.
0028. Mount 69 is NA. Are you still with me?
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
D0 is 400. 0208. 0018. 0329er. 0817. 40. 2621. 347. 033. Delta 089er and Lima 22. The lift vector is up. Using a non-exit pattern, and the horizon is dark at entry interface.
Roger 10, I have a late correction at the bottom. SPA is dog 080 now, over.
Roger, SPA is 080.
And 10, we'd like you to read the range to go back, please.
This is Apollo Control. To translate some of the exchange of numbers between the spacecraft and the ground, they were passed up a maneuver pad for mid-course correction burn number 7. It will be the RCS thrusters. At 188 hours, 49 minutes, 56.75 seconds, 1.6 foot per second, velocity change, burn time of 7 seconds, the additional or the other pad was for the entry numbers to the Mid-Pacific Prime Recovery Line, nominally along 165 west longitude, showing target point of 15.07 south latitude, 164.67 west longitude, maximum G's expected 6.8, velocity at 400,000 feet or entry interface, 36,315 feet per second, flight path angle at 400,000 feet, 6.52 degrees. The range to go at the time that the entry monitor system is activated, 1,204.1 nautical miles. Velocity at the time that the entry monitor system is activated and the crew begins reading the onboard displays of range to go and steering commands and so on, 36,315 395 feet per second. Begin blackout 18 seconds after entry interface. In blackout 3 minutes 29 seconds after entry interface. Drogue deploy, drogue parachute deploy 8 minutes 17 seconds after entry interface. They were also informed that the horizon would be dark at entry interface. Now 187 hours, 52 minutes ground elapse time, showing 57 minutes, 40 seconds mark to ignition of mid-course correction burn number 7. 3 hours, 56 minutes, 28 seconds to entry interface. Distance now 31,956 nautical miles out from Earth. Speed continuing to increase to now reading 11,336 feet per second. Continuing to monitor air ground circuit for continuing conversation of Apollo 10 crew with spacecraft communicator Jack Lazma here in Mission Control.